League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros lose yesterday, 8-4 in extra innings. They just pummeled Maton for 5 in the 10th. And then got one back. And looked, hey, it's nice to see. Ever since Phil Garner was on with us, Kyle Tucker's been going the other way. Kyle Tucker's been hitting with power.
You're welcome.
Kyle Tucker seems to have turned it around after his extended slump. Now Yordan is in an extended slump. Pena's in an extended
Although
slump.
Although Yordan did hit one out yesterday.
He did hit one out, but he's still.
But he has not been the same.
Six Yordan for his last 41.
Yeah, not been That's the same Yordan. Good. More importantly, I think the real concern, you remember, John, when for a while, if you looked at the game-winning hits and the biggest plays, it was coming from Pena and Yordan. That was Pena and Yordan. Now, Yordan, as you mentioned, 6-for-42. Yuli is still not hitting with men in scoring position. Pena has hit a major rookie wall. And it shouldn't be a surprise that right now you're struggling from a win-loss standpoint because you're just not generating runs. It was already a team that struggled even with Pena as a rookie of the year candidate and Yordan as an MVP candidate. They still had their ups and downs scoring runs. So nothing's really changed. It's just, you know, eventually you're going to run into one guy's going to struggle, and yesterday it was Maton, and that was all she wrote. I mean, you just couldn't put any more runs on the board. You got three. You got that the three count on there, and then, you know, it's like, well, I guess that's it. I guess that's what we're going to do now.
And it was Verlander they got too early. They were up 1-0, and the Rangers come. You can't,
I got run number two. You know, it's like Verlander didn't get beat up.
Well, no, but how are you going to get, no, but he did give up three runs, which is very un-Verlander.
Very rare, yeah.
How are you going to get a Leody Taveras out? It's impossible.
Well,
dude had five RBIs.
I don't know.
Yesterday.
Ask the Astros how you get him out.
No, they have no idea. No idea. But it was interesting. I mean, Verlander gives up three runs in five innings, and his ERA is 1.85. Or six innings, excuse me. He went six. He still had a quality start, which is unbelievable. Seven strikeouts, just one walk. And it's not like he got beat up. He just got beat up by Leody.
You know, you triple on a sac fly, and that's one of the runs. Like, you know, you give up your first run, then the second one, they strung together. He was fine. It was more of the same, although just not quite as dominant as he usually is. I mean, he gave up two hits. How are you going to win when you give up two hits? That's hard to do. It's hard to win when you give up two hits and
– Well, you give up five hits.
Oh, wait. No.
Yeah, give him five.
I'm looking at the old August 4th start.
Yeah.
This is the second
one. But here's Verlander after a very unsuccessful quality start.
Made some good pitches, you know, the triple hurt. You know, didn't give up a base hit with a guy in scoring position, so a couple things just didn't go my way, and that's okay. That's baseball. I thought the stuff was actually pretty sharp. Thought my slider was pretty good. A lot of positives to take away from it. Obviously not the type of box score I would like to have, but was able to kind of grind through six and, would have liked to have really come up with a big strikeout. Keep it to two runs. I feel like, two runs, you give your guys a lot better chance to win than three, but, didn't work out. Got to tip my cap to to those guys with runners on third base and less than two outs. They kind of put together some good at-bats on me and a couple nice sack flies.
John, how many games this year? So Justin Verlander, 21 starts this year. Out of those 21 starts, how many times has he given up three runs or more?
Well, I know Seattle, he got rocked.
Right.
He got three, gave up three here.
Yep.
He's probably, I would say 21, I would say three or more.
Five.
With his earned run average, it's five?
Five times.
That's pretty
one
good.
One out of every, I guess one out of every over four, which seems high, but that's not really high. I mean, he's got a bunch of zeros and ones in there. How many times has he given up more than three runs this year? Earned runs.
It's more than three earned runs, I'll say twice.
Twice is correct. Can you name the two teams? I think you can.
Seattle was one.
Yep. That was six.
Seattle was one in the A's?
White Sox,
that's right. He had a bad outing against the Sox. Yep.
That was the last time.
That was a nine.
Last time he lost a game was the White Sox.
Yeah,
game.
The White Sox. I think the White Sox put up a nine spot on the Astros that day.
They put up a seven spot. All of them went to Justin Well, seven runs, four earned runs for Justin Verlander in that White Sox game.
But oh yeah, okay.
The Astros lost 7-0 in that one. Shutout.
Yeah, that was a Saturday game, if I'm not mistaken. Did that end the streak or no? They just ended the win streak before that.
I think that was.
Maybe that did end the streak. I forget. Let me look. First half of the season. Anyway, Art makes a really, really, really good point here. And I want to do this too. He says, what about JV? He walks in and he looks at that lineup. And this is time after time after time that Dusty does this too. He walks in and he sees Dubon and McCormick and this lineup, and he's like, "What the? This is the lineup you're throwing out there, Dusty, for me every time." The Astros had left 11 on base. They left 11 guys on base. You know why? Because they had really crappy hitters coming up every time they had something going. And it's unbelievable. It seems like Verlander has pitched a lot of getaway days lately, or Sunday games.
Then he
where
ends
Dusty
up with the Dookie lineup. He
does.
Is looking like that now.
Yeah, that's not a Duke. This was a Tuesday night game that should have been, or it was a Wednesday game actually, but it was a Wednesday night game that actually they should have. It's not a getaway day. You don't need a day off. You just had a day off on Monday. You can put a good lineup out there for Justin. I think Dusty looks at it and goes, you know what, Justin's on the mound. We can play these guys. Let's play our second string.
I don't know. This has been happening since the break.
Yeah. No, it has been. I mean, he just – it seems like every time if I'm Verlander, I'm looking like, why can't we put our good guys out there tonight? Why is it okay? Can we put some guys that actually can hit, that actually can get me some runs here, a little run support? Look at Verlander's scores, 3-1, 2-0. I mean, it's just unbelievable what Dusty does to him. And last night, no exception. Why is Mancini sitting on? Why is he sitting? I'm done. Okay? Done with this. 812 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I want to do something fun next time. I'm going to ask you about a car. Okay?
About a car?
I want to give you an opportunity.
Is it Ann Hesh's car?
I want to give you an opportunity to get Wendy something nice. I know Wendy likes good cars, right?
Right.
So I got something for you.
Okay,
I got
we'll
something
do that.
For you to do for your wife. It's going to be nice. It's going to be beautiful.
She just got a nice car. She doesn't really need a car right
would
now.
Would she like a second one?
She would.
Ask
so
that.
She have
answer
to
that honestly when we come back. Right. Would she like a second car?
We'll answer that on the other side. But first, it's probably the underdog if you want to know the truth.
Well, it probably is an underdog fantasy. Is not the underdog. I saw a new TV commercial with Josh Norris is on there talking about Best Ball Mania 3. If I'm already in with, what do I have, two? I think I have two. I might have three entries right now in Best Ball Mania 3. What Best Ball Mania 3 is this is the third year that they're doing it, and it allows you to draft your team. You go like, I want to say it's like 18 deep. It's a deep league. So you're going to go way down to players where if you've done your homework or if you're good at projecting certain players having a breakout year, you're going to find somebody at running back or wide receiver or maybe even a tight end who ends up being that guy that has the big year. Because there's no waiver wire picks. There's no starting lineups every week. Whoever your highest scoring quarterback, running backs, wide receivers are, tight ends, your flex is, you know, out of all those positions, you are going to have the highest scores as your score. Your score will always be a high score. You're going up right now against 451,200 people. But the prizes are over $10 million worth of prizes, and your entry fee is just $25. So do a good job with your draft, and then the board's going to speak for you. Every week, your score will come in, and we'll find out just how good you are. I cashed out. I made a little something last year. You could, too. If you've got the skills to do it, make sure you sign up at Underdog Fantasy. UnderdogFantasy.com. You can download the apps on your iPhone, your Samsung, whatever you have, but use that promo code Lance, because Lance is going to get you matched your deposit, your first deposit, up to $100. That's Lance, promo code Lance at UnderdogFantasy.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real, fun sports. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't know what point Humphrey Bogart is trying to make here, but
Humphrey
he
Bogart
says... Yeah, he's on Twitter.
On Twitter?
At Humphrey Bogart.
Okay.
In the American League, the Astros are eighth in team batting average at .240, one behind the Yankees, leading the Blue Jays at .265. The Astros are 17th in the league in batting average. That's below average. The Astros are 13th in the league in runs scored. That's above average, just barely above average. But they're also 94 runs behind the Yankees this year. 94 runs behind the Yankees. I mean, so I don't know what point you're trying to make there, Humphrey Bogart. There's no statistic that you can say the Astros are above average offense. There's no statistic that will tell you that. I mean, runs scored, they're 13th in the league, which is, I guess, that's above average. But 15 is the average. So. They are, and they only scored three more runs than the Rangers in the whole season, and yeah. So this is that, and that would be right at the average point. So this is an average at best offense, and it needs a jump. It needs something. And oh, by the way, it got a jump at the trade deadline. Just don't want to use it for whatever reason. Just don't want to use it. All right, what's this car story?
Okay, we need a little bit of time just to make sure it's cleaned up for you, but it's good. It's audio. It's 100% audio. So RJ needs to just make sure that it's not, make sure we don't have anything there that's not what should be there, if you know what I mean. Somebody else made a pretty good point. We're sitting there talking about Mancini. Really, isn't Aledmys Díaz really the guy that you need to worry about getting in the lineup? I think you can get them both in the lineup, although typically, Aledmys Díaz is going to play a variety of positions. Mancini, you're just trying to find the right position for him. But Aledmys Díaz is the guy right now that you pretty much need to line up on an everyday basis or almost everyday basis, even if he has to play a variety of positions. Now, I don't know how hard that is for him mentally. I know that is – I've played multiple positions in Little League and even in high school, I was already just locked into first base. You can't just – it's not as easy as just saying, okay, play first, play second, play short, play outfield. There's a lot that
goes – It is for him, though.
What's that?
It is for him, though. It is for him.
Well,
he's a utility
player. There's a lot that goes into the preparation for each position. Like, that's – Every one of those positions is a completely different skill set. So it's pretty incredible when one guy is able to play.
Yeah.
Maybe incredible is a little much, but I
no,
I think
because it's that's a utility player, and they've been around forever.
Yeah, now, but I think it's underrated about how yeah. challenging that can be and that these guys are able to do it.
No, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it doesn't matter. He plays second one day and hit a grand slam, and then he'll play shortstop the next day, and he'll get a couple of hits. He's been unbelievable. So Dusty, you know what? Who's going to slow him down? I guess Dusty is the only one that can slow him down. Got to get him out of the lineup because we got to get Dubon in. Here's what, after the game, when asked, because Joe Espada took it last time. Hey, why is Mancini not playing? Hey, what's the deal with who's and Joe Espada, since Dusty's not around, Joe Espada said, well, I do know that Dusty likes to play everybody. He wants to make sure, you know, it's a long season, so we want to get everybody in there. Okay, I don't. This is baseball. It's been around forever. There's some guys that hit once a week or twice a week or three times a week. There's some guys that are better than others. There's some guys that you want in the lineup every day and other guys that you don't, and you try to work them in. But that we have to share. This is, when did this become a socialist sport where everybody's got to play equal amounts? Or that, you know what? Well, we're going to tax you. Mancini, that's right. We're taxing you. You can't. You're not playing today because you're so rich. You're so good. You're better than the other guys. But we're not going to play you today. I mean, it's a stupid. It's getting to the point where it's just what?
Well, I have.
I mean, it's just.
I don't. I mean, look, Mancini. I don't want to turn Mancini into this.
Not Mancini, but even Diaz. Diaz is red hot. Why would you take him out of the lineup?
It's less about. It's just more about the fact that there's no static nature of Dusty's lineups anymore. They're completely.
Oh, by the way, yeah,
they're completely fluid. Different. Every game, you have no idea where guys are going to be, when they're going. Yeah, I mean, it's a little irritating, and it's got to be tough for some of these guys to get in rhythms too, when you just don't know where you're hitting, when you're hitting, when you're playing. So. It's a thing for a team with a good record to complain about and cry about. It's got some fourth outfield Gary Clark vibes to it, but only the big difference is, I would say, not Gary Clark. What was his name?
Who
remember the outfielder?
Dave Clark?
Dave Clark, yeah. It has some Dave Clark complain vibes about an extra outfielder, but the difference is this is not a very good offense, and so it is kind of important that you fit. Now, look, that offense wasn't very good either. But this is really about fitting pieces on there that have a chance to actually win. And that's what's, you know, a concern right now.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we can bitch and moan all we want, and it's going to go on all day, I'm sure, with all the shows. It's Dusty's lineups. But it's valid. It really is. And, listen, we complain about Dusty not having a static lineup, and yet when Altuve's out, whoever plays second base gets the lead off that day. And when Jordan's out, whoever DHs is going to hit third that day. I mean, it's just amazing. It's amazing what's going on here. They're still great. It's a great team. They're 71-41. I don't want to bitch too much about all of this stuff. They're 30 games over 500, but they're 35 games. They're 30 games over 500 because they've pitched and hit. Well, not pitched, but they've pitched unbelievably, and they've come up with some clutch hits most of the time. I say that. Their runners in scoring position average and everything else, by every metric, this Astros team is below average. Is below average.
It's the worst they've been since they became the Astros. Since they became,
and yet
this
they're 71.
The
yeah, they're 71-41, and you know, and I've said Pena is you know he's hurting. He's just over 700 with his OPS now.
John,
he was the
it
most
now.
Important.
We're ready to go.
Well, it's 825 now, so.
Oh, boom!
We'll do it on the other side. So, Pena was the most important guy this season early on because he set the tone that it was okay to get rid of Carlos Correa, and if not, it could have really affected the clubhouse that the Astros were too, you know, cheap and wouldn't pay
we're
guy.
We're still okay
that
with
guy
Pena
that they wanted
Correa,
around.
Right? We're still.
But
I'm not
now,
kidding.
All of a sudden, we're seeing that rookie wall now. We're seeing that, but you got to be able to overcome it. Other guys have got to pick that rookie up because that was going to happen. You know that was going to happen. That rookie was going to hit a wall, and now hopefully he comes out of it and he can be the guy that we saw early on again. And he will. I firmly believe he will. He'll be that guy because he's a good hitter, and he'll be a better hitter going forward. He's just in the middle of that rookie wall right now. Time to talk. We'll do that car thing on the other side. Time to talk right now about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's selling your car. We're talking about cars here and buying cars. Well, guess what? John Clay Wolf will buy your car, and he will give you more. I'm promising you. And this is a promise. I don't have to stand behind it. John Clay Wolf will stand behind it. He says if he can't beat CarMax, he's going to give you $100. And you know what he never does? He never gives anyone $100 because he's beating CarMax all the time. So take your car in there. But first, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Get your what your car is worth. Understand what your car is worth. And then you will find out when you go to CarMax, you'll find out, wow, I'm getting a better deal over there. And if you go to CarMax and get a better deal from CarMax, you go back to GiveMeTheVIN.com and they'll say, okay, we'll give you more than that. Because they will beat CarMax's offer. They're going to get the job done. All I'm telling you is this. If you're looking to sell your vehicle, the best way to go about it, even just knowing what it's worth, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance has got a little story here. Okay.
Well, it's all not you a story, do. John. It's not a story. Okay. It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity. So yeah. There's an opportunity out here to buy this car.
There's an opportunity out here not to buy a car. What I'm telling you is, does Wendy like nice things?
Yes. She loves nice things.
Does she like nice cars?
She loves nice, expensive things. Yes.
She likes nice cars.
Yeah.
I can tell you this much. You've got a chance to surprise Wendy with a car. How would you like to, within a couple of months, buy Wendy a car? With cash.
With cash. Yeah. I can get this with cash.
A second car with cash. Would she like that? Or maybe even not even a car. Maybe it's a purse. Maybe it's a this. Maybe it's a trip. But I know for a fact you can get her a car.
Okay.
You know how I know for a fact? Because it's already happening. Here's an audio of a woman's daughter presenting her mom with keys to her brand new BMW car.
I don't just like put it on. Keep coming. All right, stop. All right, take your blindfold off. I got you a brand new Mercedes.
Oh my, you're joking.
No, this is for you, Ma.
Sarah, how did you buy me a Mercedes?
I got you a brand new Mercedes.
How?
I've been uploading your feet online on Feet Finder, and I got enough money to get a Mercedes for you.
You uploaded my feet and bought a Mercedes?
For you! It's for you!
Me?
It's for you!
Sarah, I don't upload my feet. I work for a living.
Well, you got a Mercedes out of it.
For my feet?
Yeah. I've been uploading your pictures for months.
Word, what is this world coming to? Feet now buy Mercedes?
Yeah, enjoy it. I love you. Have fun.
There you go. It doesn't take a whole lot for you to get your wife a Mercedes. It doesn't take a whole lot.
Wait, she's been uploading her feet?
Pictures of her mom's feet. Yeah. Big deal. What? What's the problem?
Wait a minute. The mom's feet got that much money to buy a Mercedes?
Yep. Thank you.
Wendy's feet could get.
This is what I'm telling you. You've got a chance to really surprise her. Now, what this girl did was she didn't tell her mom, and she was just doing it secretly. And look how much money she made off of it. And she got her mom. Listen, I've been looking at this. Honestly, I've been looking at this wrong. I see all these kids. I see all these unboxing videos. I see the dumb influencer stuff that happens on YouTube. My kids watch Mr. Beast, who makes me sick and all these other. And I realize, well, now, wait a minute. Why, if you swim against the stream, it's much, much more difficult. That's how people drown, honestly. When high tide washes you, you know what? When you get washed into the undertow and all that and it's pulling you and you can't get out of it, that's dangerous. So why don't I swim with the stream a little bit here? And why don't we start thinking outside the box, like this girl just found a way to buy her mom a car. There's no way around it. She bought her mom a BMW with those pictures. And her mom has to instantly process, what is this world coming to as she climbs into her new car?
What an unbelievable.
I work for a living. It's yours, mine, joy.
I don't upload my feet. I work for a living.
I work for a living. Well, should you be, though? Should you be? And if you saw the mom, you'd be like,
But
that's
just
what I'm saying. It's a great equalizer.
Well, what if she has unbelievable feet, though?
Well,
we don't know
that. It's a great equalizer. You don't know.
No, if it's just the feet, you don't know. Wow. Oh. I got to look at Wendy's feet tonight.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
See how much money we can make.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, what is wrong with people? Boob sweat, feet.
Yeah. Well, are you gonna fart in a bottle? Look,
what is who buys this stuff?
John, men are creeps. They've been trying to tell us for years, the women have, that we're a bunch of creeps, and we didn't really buy in. And we thought, yeah, we know creepy people. It's so creepy that they can buy cars off of creepy people. And I like pretty feet. I've said that before. I like my wife's, but you know, not enough to pay anything to anybody. But there are guys who are well beyond that. Yes, you know different ways you can make money. So why complain about it? Why not capitalize on it, John?
Right. I like pretty feet.
I mean, am I wrong? You got a chance to make some do-re-mi.
I gotta see what my wife's feet look like tonight. I'm gonna take some pictures, see what you think.
This is so creepy. But at the same time, necessary.
Yeah. No. I mean, if somebody's going to pay for that.
Creepy but necessary is a,
I mean, I
is
know,
a real
but,
phrase.
Who's buying
John,
all these?
She
Rex,
bought her
Rex
mom
Ryan?
A car. The mom couldn't believe it. I've been uploading pictures of your feet to Feet Finder. She's like, what?
Who's buying all these? Rex Ryan?
I don't know. Telling you.
People have a foot fetish?
Look at the amount of money. Look at the amount of money that is being made off of the craziest stuff. Why are we just talking about it on News of the Weird? Why are we just complaining about it? And why aren't we making money on this? The smart people are saying, I can make money how? Boom. And they're already going to Who's Your Daddy. It's not, what's the website? What's the place where you can go buy the web addresses? That's what they're going to do. And they're immediately buying web addresses. They're putting together websites. They're putting e-commerce on there. I need to call my guy Hector over at SiteJab, and we really need to start this. Maybe he does a rev share with me. He works for free on spec to build the site out. He puts the e-commerce in there. Maybe we do a rev share. Maybe we do. Maybe this is what needs to happen.
That's so
How many
dumb.
OnlyFans articles and do you have and videos do you have to see and hear and you know read before you start to take advantage, before I start to take advantage? It's not going to be with my draft stuff. I know that much.
No, nobody wants that. Nobody in the world wants that.
We got on Twitch, it says, I promise you there's someone more than happy to pay for just about anything out there. You just got to find your audience. That's true.
Yeah. I just got a picture of Macy from Australia. Macy from Australia. Oh, that's the guy, Rex Ryan, who's buying her feet pictures. She's got her feet up there. You got to show the top and the bottom. Apparently, those are
I don't know the rules.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a foot photographer or a foot agent.
They're called photographers. Okay.
Oh my God! What is wrong with you? What car does this get? Did you see David Whitlock's? Oh my God! Green toenails. The toes are all mangled and disformed. Oh. David, you're a sicko. Okay. Somebody buy that, though. Somebody might like that. That's amazing what people like right now, nowadays. Farts in a bottle, Lance. Why don't you start farting in a bottle?
Well, it's already been done.
No, I know.
But you could
take a pretty good industry.
Some random girl, and it's totally illegal, and you could get sued for this. But you know, it wouldn't be the first time somebody put a picture of someone who wasn't them and started trying to make a little do-re-mi off of it.
Right. No, it's probably some big. Big, ugly 70-year-old guy that's farting in a jar saying it's hers.
Well,
you know?
Just sit down right here. Pass me
and
some of those
And people
beans.
Are opening these and smelling them.
Oh, no. That's heartbreaking that you would say that out loud. It bothers you, though, that woman bought a car for her mom, doesn't it?
No.
And you got Wendy sitting God there. Bless. Yeah, Wendy's making money, you know, working hard every day. She could be making money for the family relaxing, and you could just sneak. You could sneak shoot and then upload.
Hey, listen, hey, God bless. You make money if you're selling your mom's feet. What am I going to do? What? I'm not going to hate.
You
God bless.
Hate. You can't hate. All you can do is congratulate.
That's all. That's all I'm doing right now. I can't be happier for that family with their Mercedes off of feet pictures. Good Lord. I'm starting tonight. Okay.
Are you going to start it up tonight?
I'm starting tonight.
Here, Mike. It's yours.
I'm not sending it to you.
Enjoy
I'm not
your
sending
car.
It to you, though, because I know you like pretty feet, and I don't want you getting off to my wife's feet.
No, and I don't want to.
That's too weird.
Yeah, and I don't want to. And I typically don't. I just notice, like, hey, that's nice. It's not. It doesn't go beyond that for me. It's not as far. I got news for you. The people who are buying this stuff. Oh, boy. You don't want to know what they're buying for, John. You don't want to know
Ricky,
what they're buying
why
for.
Do you have a picture? Ricky just sent me a picture of his. Ask Lance how much my feet are worth.
Nope.
Your feet
Delete.
Are worth.
Delete it.
No, gross. Your feet are gross, Rick.
I'm not a foot appraiser. Maybe you didn't hear. I don't care about Marcellus Wallace's wife's feet. I don't care. I'm not a foot appraiser.
Well,
don't send me anything like that. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know what Dell did
do
with that.
Comps
I don't know
you.
What Dell did with the drop, but you like pretty feet. We know
I
that.
I said it. That's fine. My wife's, she does a good job, keeps everything go. You know. Yeah, I don't like those janky long second toes that reach out like they're some type of evil beast from the sea.
No. Well, no. Aren't they supposed? They're supposed to be long the second toe. What are you talking about?
No. Nah. Okay, well, good luck on that foot. Hey, good luck on that foot sight, then.
I don't know.
You're
going to
make nothing. You make nothing with your long-ass second toe. You'll
I'm
go
not making anything.
With these
I'm not putting. I'm not putting my feet out there because I don't want anybody getting off to my feet, okay? That's gross. That would be.
Trust me, they won't.
No. I don't mind taking advantage of my wife's feet, but not mine. We're not doing that, okay? Yeah, she'll be like, get out of here, you weirdo. But bought a Mercedes with that. That is awesome. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here with ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us on a weird, weird Thursday. Where it was a weird Wednesday with the Rangers beating the A's. Well, it's not weird, actually. It's what happens. The Rangers weird. And the A's. It's too hard to beat those guys. The Astros lose 8-4. This afternoon, they got a 1-10 start today. And it is going to be – who's throwing for – McCullers is going to start on Saturday. Fromber against Reagans today at 1-10. Fromber's got to be a stopper. He's got to be a stopper here. The Astros have lost 3 of their last 4. All right, they have lost 5 of their last 9. They really need to get start, you know, playing better baseball. They got to start to hit. You know, they're still getting quality pitching. They lost 1-0. They lost 4-1 in Cleveland. They lost 2-1 against Boston. 3-2 against Boston. You know, just score some runs, boys. Score some runs. They put up a 4 spot yesterday, but that wasn't nearly enough. Listen, they left 11 on base. This doesn't go extra innings if they actually come up with one clutch hit. But it seems like every time somebody – Yuli's up. Every time there's a critical situation. And you know what Yuli doesn't do? The guy with the 650 OPS, he doesn't come through. Man, I know Yuli was hot for a while, but goodness gracious, one for his last 21. One for his last 21. Let's go. Let's change something up. But Papa – he ain't changing it up. We'll see what this lineup looks like today. 842 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff right now over at Absolute Marble and Granite. You're looking for the best way to improve that home or business. And let's talk about the business for a second. Do you have a bar? Or do you have a countertop? Do you have countertops? Do you have a bathroom at your place of business? Have you remodeled in a while? Have you done anything? Listen, it makes a difference. It makes a huge difference. I don't want to come to your restaurant if your bathrooms suck, if they're old, dilapidated. I don't want to come, and I know you're an eclectic place, whatever, but I still want to go to a bathroom. I want to go to the bathroom in a nice place. And women coming to your business, they always want to be in a nice bathroom. So think about that, guys. If you have a business and your bathroom is shungad, Jeff Aronoff can come. He can fix that. He can take care of that business, put in new vanities, walls, everything, tile. He can put in new flooring, make it look nice. Toilets, it's got to be nice. Otherwise, the women aren't returning. This is a fact of business. So if you're looking for a great way to upgrade, if you're looking for a great way, you want to put in a new patio at your restaurant or bar, you want to put in whatever it is that's your new flooring at your place of work, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans back out there. Have the Saints this weekend, and the Saints are coming in early, right? That they're gonna work out together.
Nope,
they're not coming in.
No, Lovey's already said yesterday. As a matter of fact, I'll read you. I don't have the audio on it. We can't find the audio, but he was asked about having the joint practices. Why do you not have any joint practices this year? Just don't believe in it. To me, I like going live when you have officials. You can control it. When somebody does something really bad, there's punishment for it. Never have liked it. Haven't done it much in 20 years, and we don't plan on doing it. So there you go.
All right.
It just seems like it devolves into a lot of fights. It is. Yeah. There is competition. I mean, you are competing, and it is ramped up a little bit. So, I mean, I kind of like it, but that's just me as, you know, fan/media member getting to watch competition.
Yeah, it's just more hitting. It seems like it. Yeah, it gets stupid sometimes, and it gets heated. But you get to see a lot of one-on-ones of your guys against somebody else, as opposed to, you know. So I don't know. Apparently, Derek Stingley had himself a nice day yesterday. That by all accounts, the Malik Collins got himself a contract extension, which was nice. They re-signed him, Malik Collins, which was nice. Davis Mills didn't have his best day. Garrett Wallow hurt his ankle in practice yesterday. And then there's Jalen Petre. Jalen Petre has just been penciled in. By all accounts, dude is a leader. By all accounts, dude is he's a starter and could be here for some time. He says he wants to be with Stingley for a long time. He and Stingley together, they can start to build something defensively. But he also said that there is a lot that he has to learn, and the jump to the pros. Where has it challenged him, this jump from college to the pros?
I would say the quarterbacks, their decision making is very good. You know, they're very patient. You know, the offense is doing a great job at, you know, giving us different looks and, you know, showing a lot of different things. So, you know, I enjoy going against them. And just the overall intensity of the defense, like every day they come out, they're ready to compete. And, you know, that just makes me want to go harder. So, you know, just the overall atmosphere of the NFL is second to none.
The Texans have not been great at the safety position. I think that's probably an understatement.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
I mean, if you had to, your top two safeties in Texans history. They would be maybe Danielle Manning and Kareem, Justin Reed.
And Kareem Jackson, but he translated. No, I mean, you can't say that.
Yeah, but he was more corner. Yeah,
no,
he was late.
Played any. Justin Reed, really? I'm going to go C.C. Brown, the great C.C. Brown.
Danielle Manning came in here as a guy who was a cast-off from
Manning,
the Bears.
Manning, for sure, he was a free agent part of. Yeah. Well, he wasn't really a cast-off. He was a free agent who had some value. Wade Phillips thought it was smarter not to chase Nnamdi Asamoah and to go get Danielle Manning and what's his name from who came over from
JJ?
The Bengals? Yeah,
J.J.
Jonathan Joseph. He thought J.J. and Nnamdi, because you could get J.J. and Danielle Manning for Nnamdi money, and that's what they ended up doing, and that ended up being the right play.
Well, I know a lot of people in Chicago that were happy to see Daniel, but that's Bear fan.
Yeah, whatever. He played good for the Texans.
Yeah, he played real well for the Texans.
Good return man, too, by the way.
Yeah, so that was – but that's not, that's not going to make any Hall of Fame by any account. So Jalen Petrie is a second-round pick, has a chance to really prove himself to be one of the greatest Texan safeties of all time, which is a low bar. It's not ridiculously
high. Not a high bar.
So, but by all accounts, this was a really, really good pick. You really liked him coming up.
Yeah, I like Petrie. I didn't love him like everyone else. He's actually outperforming my expectations for him early on. Daniel Jeremiah loved him. Thought he was an early second round or early to mid second round talent. And he's played like that. I haven't heard a negative thing about him the entire camp. I mean, from coaches, from teammates, everything about him has been positive. Everything. And I think it's that ability to play safety, to play down in the slot some, to come up and aggressively attack the run. And you can hear it in his voice. Did you hear just the way, like the amount of energy? They say as a character guy and as a leader, he's just completely off the charts. And that's one of the things that when you want to change the blah attitude in the lineup, the lack of leadership, which I think has been a problem on the defensive side of the ball for a few years now, Jalen Petrie's one of those guys that you add to the mix because he's somebody that will give you a little different vibe and a little different look. And he has high football IQ, great, football intelligence, but he's also going to give you a lot of, he's going to bring a lot of energy to the table, and that's good. I like seeing that.
No, love that. By all accounts, dude has Art says by who's this buddy of yours? By all accounts, Jalen Petrie has been a leader. He has been not only a leader, and one of the ways that you become a leader is by playing really, really well. And Jalen Petrie has played really, really well. Listen. In the first two rounds, you may have gotten, half of your defensive backfield, hopefully, for many years to come. It would be awesome if both of those guys are getting, in his fifth year, Jalen Petrie gets a contract. In his sixth year, or maybe even sooner, Derek Stingley gets a new contract. Hey, it's get to that second contract. You know if you're a good NFL player if your team is giving you that second contract that is formidable. That is a nice deal. That means you played well. And both of those guys get into that. Obviously, you get an extra year. Or maybe you don't even. Maybe you extend him before his fifth year kicks in. Whatever the case may be, to for a team that has been, listen, they were awful. Awful in the secondary. You know what you can't say about the Texans this year? They're awful in the secondary.
No, they look.
They actually got some players now.
They should be. They should be much better. Should be. It's almost impossible not to be. You've got better talent. Well, you filled them in with a first and second round talent. Like, how would you not be better in the secondary? You've got actual real competition at the cornerback spot. You actually have high IQ guys at the safety now.
And signed Steven Nelson and Desmond King and Tavier Thomas. Now the other safety position is questionable. We'll see. We'll find out. You think Eric Murray might be in trouble? We'll see. If he is.
No, he just signed. They re-signed him, so he's not in trouble.
Yeah.
They re-signed him. He'll play for at least a year. Next year's not guaranteed, so Eric Murray's going to make this team. But there's a lot more able-bodied guys on this team. The roster, they're doing a much better job, I think, of tightening up, you know, from 35 to 53 in that area. It's actually going to be a lot more, it looked a lot more like a real NFL football team. Where before you just had a bunch of guys ready to be cut.
You know what might be in trouble is his playing time might be in some trouble.
Who's playing time?
Eric Murray's.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
well, I didn't say he should play.
No, because now you don't have to use, you know, he doesn't have to be a nickel guy. You know, if you've got five defensive backs on the field, Eric Murray should not be one of them. Tavier Thomas should be one of them. You know, they switch safeties out a lot, so there's a possibility that you know, that's going to happen. But Eric Murray does not have to be on the field this year, which is a good thing for the Texans defense. Here's the most important thing, is get to the quarterback. Because you can guard and guard and guard, but if they don't get to the quarterback and he's got time, at some point those receivers are going to get open.
Right.
So it's going to be awfully important for Malik Collins to get a push inside. It's going to be awfully important for Jonathan Greenard to actually get to the quarterback. And we'll see, you know, what's left in the tank from the veterans that they picked up. But, you know, Jerry Hughes, I mean, how much is left in that tank?
I think those are all fair questions. I mean, the rush, you tie the rush to the corner play. It's always like that in Lovie Smith's defense. His corner play is tied directly to his pass rush. So when we talk about one, we got to talk about the other one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's any team. You've got a good pass rush.
Yeah,
guess what?
That's true.
Your defensive backs. That's every team. It makes your defensive backs look so much better. I mean, so, you know, get some rush. Get some push inside. Get some rush. And, I mean, you know, Malik Collins has been a nice pick. I was a little, you know, I wasn't sure. He wasn't very good with the Raiders.
Right.
You know, and the Cowboys let him go.
Yeah, but
and
he wasn't very good with for him. One gapping upfield scheme. Lovie's scheme is where he's supposed to play.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe he's certainly revitalized. His career is rejuvenated, so that's a good thing. You just got to get some pressure off that other side. And we'll see whether or not, you know, because you hope that Jonathan, but listen, if Jonathan Greenardis is your only guy off the edge that's going to bring it, then you know what? It's going to be a problem because, you know, then defenses will start scheming to him. And they should anyway, whoever is on the other side, Addison or Hughes or whatever linebacker is coming from that side, they're not going to be as good as Jonathan Greenard. And they have, well, there's nothing proven on that other side.
No.
Well, Hughes is proven, but he's older now.
Well, yeah, he's proven, but it's, yeah, he's, you don't have prime Jerry Hughes.
No. All right, 713-780-3776. Anything that we've talked about, you're more than welcome to get in. You come on, hang out with us here on the show. It's a Thursday, and the Astros got a day game, a 110 game. Going to maybe find some sports bar here and go watch a little Astros baseball this afternoon, and you should too. That seems to be the thing. And when you're in that bar or restaurant, wherever you are, don't pull out a dip, okay, and put it in your mouth and then ask for a spit cup from the bartender, okay, because that's gross. That is simply gross. All right? I don't know. Is there a woman alive that likes their guy dipping? It's stuff all over your face. And the spit and the spit cup and the smell and all of the things that go along with dipping. Well, how about a new way to dip with hemp, with no tobacco, no nicotine? She is going to love it. It actually has, instead of being a danger to your life, which tobacco and dip is to your jaw, to your lip and everything else, how about something that's possibly healthy for you? Because there's CBD in it. Hemp is not going to hurt you. CBD is not going to hurt you. It's actually got healing qualities. So this is what is the Artisan Grange dip. No tobacco, no nicotine. It's a hemp pouch with hemp in it, and it also has CBD. So if you're looking for that as opposed to what you're doing now, she will love it. It's awesome. They got all the flavors that you could possibly want. Look, try this instead of doing what you're doing and be healthier. It's all at 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.